and keep you healthy today. Healthy at Home is the name of the book. Get well and stay well without prescriptions. And we have with us Dr. Tirona Lodog, who joins us to talk about that. This one book, it says here, one book you need for every common ailment. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate that.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
One of the things I was looking in the front of the book, and it says, talking about making home remedies or medicine at home, and there's like basically sort of recipes. I have trouble putting recipes for just standard food. How difficult is it to make a recipe for medicine? I want to make sure that's right, if anything.
Well, it's actually pretty simple. Many of these are essentially teas that you can make. So if you can boil water and pour them over a few herbs and strain them out, I think you're going to be just fine. The recipes are actually quite easy for most people to make at home. And not only are there recipes in the book, but there are also just simple things that you can do with many ingredients that are found in your home.
Doctor, how did you come upon these recipes?
Well, most of these are the ones that I have created over the last 30-plus years in my practice. Most of these are also supported by modern science, I would like to say. For instance, sage, which people know for, throwing on your turkey at Thanksgiving, sage has been shown in human studies actually to be highly effective for relieving the pain of a sore throat. And actually, in a head-to-head study, sage was equivalent to lidocaine for pain-relieving properties in people who had what we call a viral pharyngitis, or a bad sore throat caused by viruses. Thyme, which is my favorite go-to herb for cough, not only is good for coughs and congestion, but studies have shown that it actually relaxes, has an antispasmodic effect on your trachea. So it literally relaxes the spasms that you're having that cause cough. So they're easy to use. The natural remedies are quite safe. And for minor self-limiting problems at home, they're often a wiser and safer choice than the more powerful prescriptions that we have to offer.
This is the time of year a lot of people come down with coughs, and you mentioned thyme. How would you use thyme as part of a remedy?
Well, very easy. You could just stop at the grocery store and get you some fresh thyme. You can also use dried thyme at home, but the fresh tends to work a little bit better. And that's sold at grocery stores across the United States all, 365 days a year. Take it home. Take a couple sprigs and just chop them up so that you got about 4 tablespoons of the fresh herb. Pour a cup of boiling water over it. Let it steep 10, 15 minutes. Strain it out. Add a quarter cup of honey, and if you want, you can squeeze a little lemon in there and throw it in the fridge. And then from there, you just literally, adults or anybody over the age of 1, we don't want babies under 1 to have honey, right? They should get maple syrup if you're going to sweeten something for a baby under 1. Otherwise, anybody over the age of 1, you take a couple teaspoons to a couple tablespoons as needed. The honey itself is a very effective cough remedy, I'd like to point out. There was a study done in children, 4 and 5-year-old children, where the parents were instructed to give 2 teaspoons of honey before they went to bed, and it was as effective as over-the-counter cough suppressants for children, just using honey. So the thyme and honey, you get a great combination. And I was on a radio show a number of years ago, and the producer the interviewer had asked me about something for a cough that he'd been dealing with. I talked to him about thyme. And on that radio show, they had all these people calling in asking for that recipe. And he had sent me an email saying not only did it work great for him, but they heard from lots of listeners how amazing it was. So I'll tell you, it's a wonderful and delicious cough syrup that's inexpensive and easy to make.
What makes your book different from other home remedy type books? Because, home remedies have been around for many, many years, and many people have written them down, put books together. What kind of a way have you put this together you feel that it's suitable or best for people to read and how it works for you?
Well, I think that my background, both as somebody who has used natural remedies but also has studied them and published on them and done research on them, and as a physician, the book was really designed to not only talk about natural remedies, but why they work, how they work, the science behind them, and maybe just as important, when you should talk. talk to your health care provider or when you should go to the urgent care or the emergency room. The book is very clear on this. These are things that you can take care of at home on your own without having to go to the doctor or to take prescription drugs. But it also is very clear these are the warning signs that something is wrong, much more serious, and really needs to be worked with a healthcare provider. So I think that the book is really a how-to guide that gives people the empowerment to take care of things at home, but also provides that safety from a physician of when you should seek care.
It kind of gives the person the confidence to go ahead and try this stuff and, you know, get through whatever things. Because many times if you end up going to a doctor, you're sitting in a room with a lot of other sick people, and we all know what can happen after that. And so sometimes you think, I'm worse off now than when I first went. So
exactly. Everybody else is busy there coughing on you. And the other thing is, the more you interface, yeah, I'm saying this as a physician, the more you interface with the healthcare system, you know, when you go in for your cough, that is the number one illness people visit the doctor for is cough. Many people don't know that. But you're going to end up often getting antibiotics. You're going to often end up getting things that you really don't need, aren't going to change how long you're sick. And worse than that, increase the risk for things like antibiotic-resistant germs, making it much more difficult to treat you in the future because we can't use the first-line drug now. You're resistant to it. The bugs in your body are resistant, and we have to go to the second- and third-line antibiotics, which often are not as effective and often have more side effects.
Well, you talk about the, you know, what the antibiotics, it's all about sort of your immune system, how your own sort of immune system fights off those infections. How do you strengthen that? And I know that sleep is always a part. They always talk about sleep. That helps increase your immune system. Any tips on
absolutely
working through, you know, sleep issues or things like that? What kind of remedies make you give for something
and
like
we
that?
We have chapters on both of those things, managing stress and what you can do for the immune system and helping you to sleep better. All of these things are important. The immune system, your body was designed to be well. Let's be clear. Your body is amazing for its ability to fight off and fend off infections. We do a lot of things, though, that get in the way of that. We stay up too late. We don't sleep well. So there are many natural remedies that are safer and effective for helping you fall asleep and stay asleep. Hops and valerian and lemon balm, all of these are herbs that can help you get a better night's sleep. Melatonin can be useful for people who have a hard time falling asleep, especially if you're over 50. And something people don't know is that studies have actually shown that melatonin is also highly effective for people who have heartburn, especially at nighttime. Melatonin tightens that sphincter that's between the esophagus and your stomach, and so it prevents you from getting that backflow of stomach acid. A study that was done in Europe showed that in a head-to-head trial, melatonin was as effective as prescription dose Prilosec for relieving heartburn.
What are some of the things I should,
amazing,
if I'm going out to the grocery store today, what should I get that'll I can put in my pantry that'll be one of the main staples or most used item maybe that you have in different remedies that you have here?
Well, I think that, you know, getting a few of the herbal spices that maybe you could keep that are fresh around the house. Thyme and sage are really good for a variety of things. Sage can be used as a gargle for sore throats. It can be used for colds and congestions. Sage can topically be used for wounds, for minor cuts and burns. It's highly, highly antiseptic. And for women, they may not realize that sage is very good for hot flashes and night sweats. Just making a cup of tea and sipping on it throughout the day. In Europe, sage is used for excessive sweating and for hot flashes. So thyme and sage, getting some honey, keeping some raw honey around the house, I think is always a good idea, your raw local honey, because it can help with coughs and colds. You may not realize, but honey, it has been shown in many studies now, clinical studies, to be highly effective for treating burns and minor wounds. It prevents bacteria from growing, it keeps the wound moist, and definitely enhances healing. So honey's a good thing to keep around for coughs and congestion, cold, sore throats, but also very good for minor burns that you may get, certainly better than, you know, than putting many of the other things that you could put on a burn.
The book is called...
So I'd say I have a shopping list at the back of the book for things that you may want to pick up at the grocery store to keep around the house.
Sure. I never knew a woman who didn't have a shopping list, by the way. That is great here. I like the fact that you got all the things and it's easy to find something. So if I'm something that ails me, I get some good idea and I can kind of look at this and hopefully get better without using the doctor. It saves us money, also saves the doctor's time, too, for him to treat those people that really have the serious stuff going on. It's called Healthy at Home, Get Well and Stay Well Without Prescriptions. Our guest today, Dr. Tirona Lodog, thanks for joining and sharing the information with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.